This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind?
Here's what I tell everyone.
Celebrating the best of America today on What's on Your Mind and what you can do to make a difference. So that when you tell folks you live in an extraordinary place, you're doing your part as a citizen to get on the front line for freedom. Right here where the stars and stripes fly and the eagle flies, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is. We're at the state capitol today. We're going to recap the special session of the North Dakota legislature, really dig in today. And we asked the governor's office to provide someone that could really help us share the vision for what happened out of this session, what will come from it. And that special guest is the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota, so he will join us momentarily today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. This is the point of the show where I make you hungry. And I got a lot of texts yesterday from listeners saying, stop, you can't even believe how hungry that may be. That's my job. That's what I'm here to do. Meatball dinner today. Sound good? Me too. Harwood location of PetroServe USA. Valley City, the hot beef sandwich or the chicken pot pie. Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue. Cream of potato soup with Glendon. Kevin gets all the good stuff going on. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Our question of the day, and we're giving away Let's Go Brandon t-shirts from NoDakTees.com. NoDakTees.com. Get them while they last. They're flying off the shelf, folks. It's so darn fun. And it's hard to explain this on the radio, but the NoDak Tees are spelled out in shipping containers. All different colors of shipping containers. We got a lot of pain points in this country right now happening because of what's happening with the Biden administration. So you got to laugh. You got to have a little fun with that. So do what you can do, ladies and gentlemen, right? Do what you can do. Texter says gas prices are up exceedingly high. That's why I have the Attorney General taking a look at whether or not these gas prices are gouging people. Texter says, yeah, that's the reason why gas is so expensive. The same gas companies that were charging $1.89 a year ago finally said, well, we can gouge customers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That wouldn't have anything to do with Joe Biden saying, oh, let's take one-fourth of our domestic supply and put it off limits. You can't drill there because it's federal lands. Day one, he did that. Shut down this pipeline. Day two, did that. Line four, they're trying to do that now. Investigating health care. Well, who are we kidding?
Yep.
For crying out loud. Texture says, I feel it starts local. Get informed and involved. That's our question of the day. Can you make the most difference here to ultimately affect what's happening nationwide? Texture says, why are employees so often referred to as just workers? I don't know when it started, but I really noticed it the last few years. Bunch of crap. We're the people with thoughts and ideas and family and friends and social lives outside of employment. We're people. And we're in a time where people expect that. They really do. Texter says, Scott, we're not losing the country. We've already lost it. All right. Another says, we need to focus on the local level politics because the federal level is corrupt. Also, our tax commissioner drunk at 10 a.m. needs to resign. You're referring, obviously, to Ryan Rauschberger, and I would say a crisis of sorts for someone battling an addiction. I don't pile on those cases. I ask for, some empathy for someone going through a challenging situation, get all the facts and decide from there. But I'm rooting for Ryan Rauschberger. He's very talented at his job. Very, very talented. Clearly has a challenge here. And the last one here before we get to our town hall. Old nurses like myself are tired of treatment we receive as bedside nurses in the hospitals of this country. I loved my job at MedCenter 1 in Bismarck. Sanford radically changed our benefits and conditions. We lost our accrued sick time. I was assaulted by a patient and suffered a permanent injury. Did you know nurses aren't allowed to defend themselves, thanks to the Board of Nursing? Young nurses do not want to miss family time and holidays because of shift work. I suggest getting a rep on from the Board of Nursing and a union nurse on your show to discuss some of the problems. It's coming from the conversation we started earlier that we don't have a COVID crisis in North Dakota right now. It's not a COVID crisis. 7% of the beds are taken by COVID patients. My math says 93% are there doing something else. There could be more beds if they were able to staff more beds. They're not. And the nursing crisis is not new. I think it's the number one pain point. But personally, my thought is if we reshape our vision of how we're looking at COVID, we ought to do it from the standpoint is it's not going anywhere. It's like the flu every year. There's a wave, and you say, look, that's going to be here. And you prepare for it. All of us can get our immune system going. We can use every tool our doctors suggest. Whether that's the vaccine recommended by your doctor or not, you got to make that decision.
So you're saying we learn to live with it. We just kind of...
Precisely.
Learn to live with it.
And you don't freak out, and you don't shut down the economy, and you don't destroy livelihoods.
Thank you.
It's not going anywhere.
Yes.
And meanwhile, let's tackle a problem that was there before that is worse because of COVID, and that would be the shortage of nurses. Anyway, let's get to our next guest, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, representing the Burgum administration today. And hello, sir. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Doing well. Glad to have you here in Bismarck. Good to see you.
You'll take any call, any question, any comment today, right?
Of course.
Bring it on. All right. So anything you want to ask the Lieutenant Governor, we welcome you. 800-228-0550. I want to dig into the details of the legislative session. I happen to think there's a lot of things that are generational in impact that are going to be benefiting the citizens of North Dakota for a long time, many of which you were right in the middle of. So we want to talk about that today and anything else on folks' mind. But I also... want to talk a little bit about this COVID situation. What's your vision on where we are at, where we are going, and how we ought to handle this going forward?
Well, a lot of what you just laid out, Scott, I guess, it's something where we are so much better at therapeutics. We've gotten, with this increase in cases, just look at the lower amount of fatalities than what we had last year at this time. Instead of 1,000, we're in a few hundred, which is still awful. Obviously, don't get me wrong, COVID is real, but with the vaccinations for the elderly and those with underlying conditions, it's a lot different than it was a year ago, and also the conversation going around about therapeutics and what would happen, what happens when people do get into the hospital. How are we going to treat folks that are in the hospital? And so yes, the way through is starting to is there's some light at the end of a long dark tunnel on that, but to get all the way through, I believe we're going to have to stop the federal mandates and stop this polarization that's happening. I don't know how we get through with mandating this and that for half of the population and trying to be a one size fits all. It just doesn't seem to work in America where we strive for our freedoms and there's reason for that. I mean, if you look at the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, all the way back. We're an independent lot. And so this is something where we'll have to be working together, and how that happens is with the current federal government stance is difficult to see through. And so the lawsuits that are in place, that you saw the OSHA lawsuit was successful right away as far as putting a stay on this, and you're seeing multiple courts now weighing in, and there's multiple cases coming in to that effect. And so that one is being questioned. I have a serious concern about the federal contractor lawsuit. Where's that? We haven't had a quick stay from a court on that one that I know of. And that's one that we received really grave concerns from North Dakota employers months ago during September and October was, the fact that we feel we're going to have to lay off employees to comply with these federal contracts. Where are we going to find more employees? What's going to happen if the day comes where we have to turn off the power plant because these employees have to be let go on this day? What happens when we don't get our federal contracts for research? And you heard a lot of that during special session. That federal contractor issue where the contracts are being changed midstream with federal contractors and mandating vaccination for employers and employees and subcontractors is very onerous. It's very difficult for anyone to comply in such a short amount of time.
Did the 1511, the bill that passed the legislature, address any of that? I mean, does it help at all with employers here that are wrestling with what do I do? Did it give them any protection against the federal regulations?
No, it's more of what would we do if that doesn't go through, if that stay is put in place on the OSHA rules. And so then they also have to worry about the federal contractor status.
And that's not addressed in 1511 at all?
So to me there's this question that is because of the federal mandate of what is the answer for the person that when I'm up in coal country last month and they said that we're being told we'll lose our jobs in the middle of December if we're not vaccinated, and you know, will there be enough employees there to run the plant? So, Scott, are we going to have to get really cold and really hungry before we realize that this mandating business with such short turnaround time and without the ability to have exceptions from the federal stance, from the federal contractor standpoint, how is that working for us? How is that going to help our supply chain? How is it going to help with our nursing shortage when they receive the federal funds? So there's also the CMS lawsuit with Medicaid, Medicare as well for all the health care facilities.
Well, the lawsuits,
it's very concerning.
Lawsuits are flying. The idea of the special session and the hue and cry we heard from the grassroots was do something about this, fight this. And obviously part of that was done, but there's a lot of fronts to fight on. More with Brent Sanford. Your calls, questions, and comments. We'll recap the special session next.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That you never caught, where they turned out your lights.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live at the State Capitol, Talk Radio Town Hall with our guest, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Your questions and comments are welcome for him. You can text us at 701-237-1590. We're giving away Let's Go Brandon t-shirts today. So if you want a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, we're going to pick out 5 winners today out of those texts that rolled in, or give one to a caller. So if you want one from Nodak Tees, nodaktees.com, get them our way. Just got a note. Did I hear correctly that Todd Mitchell is going to join you in New York City? You heard correctly. Todd Mitchell and his wife, Carrie, are going to be joining us. They're actually going to host the Bismarck crew. We got a big car crew coming from Bismarck. I think up to 26 people. Ultimately, the tickets reserved there, 32 out of Fargo reserved. And we want to fill the seats. We want to just do it and go to New York City. And we've added Janice Dean at the Fox and Friends and be part of the weather report there. And also joining us for a meal will be Jimmy Failla. And you'll meet Greg Kelly from Newsmax. Plus, of course, I would argue the life-changing 9/11 Memorials Museum. It's really just something you have to see. Broadway show, Radio City Music Hall for the Rockettes, Trump Tower for dinner, cruise out on the Hudson. We load it up and do it well. And my wife told me to say, hey, anybody that feels like I'm a little concerned about, you know, how far is it from the bus to this place, we really have the secret sauce down in New York. We get that bus about as close to you. Go with the pros there, the great guides. But she's happy if somebody wants to bring a fold-up wheelchair just so they don't worry about it. We got people that'll push them. We got people. Don't worry about it. Come along. You'll have a great time. Here's the number. If you want to just get right directly to Group Travel Planners without sending me an email, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. We're back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments welcome at 800-228-0550. Or you can call us right now, 800-228-0550, or text us, 701-237-1590. Anything else you want to say just on the current state of play on COVID and the onslaught of federal overreach and the best approach to tackle that? Are we laying out every tool on the table?
Well, we passed a bill through the chambers that wasn't easy. If you listen to the testimony in 1511, it was like no one was happy with it in the end, but it still passed 33-14 on the Senate side. So I think it was something where people wanted to make sure that concerns are addressed, that a vax mandate bill was passed, and it was. It was passed and signed, and so North Dakota is moving forward with things that the body felt were things that we could control. And there are important attributes in there that people were concerned about, such as exceptions and exemptions and issues about vax passports and such. But really this is down to the Republican attorney generals in the red states that are suing the Biden administration on the federal contractor mandates and the OSHA mandate. We need those to work their way through, and for the Supreme Court to end up hearing those, and hopefully a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court means something. We can put this president in check.
Kevin Cavalier for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I listened to your opening there. And you mentioned therapeutics, vaccine and stuff, and you never did mention natural immunity. How come North Dakota's Department of Health should have been doing surveys when people were getting their shot, ask people if they want their blood drawn, and we could send it in for an antibody test even though they're still getting the shot? And that's my biggest beef on this whole thing. And if you have the antibodies, they should be considered vaccinated. And that's my comment.
Thank you for your comment. And people are doing that on their own, and it's something where this is obviously antibodies are what you're striving for with vaccines as well. And so thank you for the comment. And it's something where it's considered, and the CDC and the leadership that they give towards the health department is, it puts it in the light that it's in currently. But thank you for the comment.
What about his comment about the Department of Health not emphasizing it more? I mean, it's not your department. It's not like you run it. But, I mean, is that – it would seem to be basic common sense to say, you know, whatever, it's vitamin D, zinc, it's just, you know, build up your immunity and then talk to your doctor and do whatever. Why do you believe the Department of Health doesn't spend more time just on those basic principles of being healthier?
Health department's about responding to the crisis at hand, and so they've been strong on considering the education of the vaccines. They have been strong on considering the, you know, what needs to be done to help the hospitals with the bed shortage, etc. The therapeutics and the vitamins, all the proactive nature is, I mean, that's a general criticism in medicine before COVID, you know. So that's something where people have to keep bringing that up with their doctors and their medical providers. providers on what's going to help me, what's going to help me stay healthy, period.
Natural health is often diminished as sort of, you know, poppycock, but, obviously, that's, again, everybody should decide for themselves what is the best way to take care of themselves. But long before there was, you know, big pharma, the folks early settling here took care of themselves by taking care of, the immunity, and it comes up a lot. Same thing with the opposition to therapeutics and the push there. You know, you mentioned therapeutics early on. There was one particular bill on that, 1514, right? What does that do?
That started as the ivermectin bill, but it ended up being more of a pharmacy freedom type bill and making sure that there wasn't discrimination saying you can't use this or that. And so that the 1514 passed with a high majority, and there were a lot of changes added to it. But again, it started out with one topic, and then with 141 legislators weighing in and governor signing it, there's legislation passed that hopefully moves the needle on those issues as well.
Leah and Benedict, you're next for the Lieutenant Governor. Go, Leah.
Yes, hi there. Over the decades, the states have made themselves financially codependent with the federal government, and that was not any way that the Founding Fathers had intended it. And I want to know, how did we use the billion-dollar package to develop North Dakota financial independence from government funding and the strangulating strings that we are seeing attached?
Well, the billion that we received, we tried to put to work for one-time investments that are not going to increase government, that are not going to increase the need for taxation of our citizens. And so if it's infrastructure dollars that are then not having to be taxed later on, actually giving an income tax rebate for 500,000 North Dakotans is the quickest estimate on that, plus reducing the income tax burden for those that are living on Social Security. It's giving dollars back, but also those one-time investments are in projects that now don't need to be taxed and don't have to increase the cost to the ultimate consumer. And the same would be true with the infrastructure dollars that will be coming our way, assumably with the $1.2 trillion bill. Those are looking to be broadband and water and highway expenditure, which we put dollars into this time out of our ARPA dollars, but there will be another round of federal funding. And the way for us to look at it is not to increase taxation on our own individuals and not utilize general fund spend for that. And so that's the way we're looking at it. It's something where these dollars are here, and how do we make sure we're not growing government and creating more of a spending stream going forward?
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate that very much. Paul, who's on the road. Paul, get your question in here quick. We'll have to give you the answer on the other side of the break. Go ahead.
That's fine. Quick question on this new water intake being built in Dartmouth Bismarck on the east side of the river. And maybe I missed it during the legislative. There's about pumping water east to Fargo out of the Missouri River. And I just want to let you know, if somebody grew up in the west, you put 400,000 people on there, there ain't enough water in that river right now to feed it. So I'd like to comment on that after the break.
All right, thanks for the question.
Yeah, hang on, Paul, in case we want to just finish that up. But any and all questions welcome. We're going to get to some of the transformational things that happened in the session. One of them has to do with another pipeline, another way to get things west to east. We'll do that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Questions welcome. Bring them in.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors will deliberate Tuesday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, a day after the prosecution and defense offered opposite assessments of his actions last year during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A misdemeanor weapons possession charge and a non-criminal curfew violation were dismissed by Judge Bruce Schroeder prior to deliberations. President Biden pressed Chinese President Xi on Beijing's human rights practices in an over three-hour call on Monday, while Xi Jinping warned that China would respond to provocation on Taiwan. Neither side talked about the coronavirus that has killed millions of people worldwide. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. This as Customs and Border Protection reported over 164,000 illegal immigrant encounters along the southern border in October. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Double Stamp Tuesday at Petro Serve USA. Salted Nut Rolls are 2 for $1. Red Bulls, 2 16-ounce cans, $6. Any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. The Karma Rolls, the cookies, the chicken, the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Petro Serve USA, helping America fuel better. Okay, Paul, we'll get your answer on the water intake. Anything else? You had the way of a question, or should we just let Brandon answer what you're talking about here?
Well, my question is just, that's what I heard, and I've seen that thing getting started. I didn't know it was being built, so I don't know when that started. My thing is, there's not enough water in western North Dakota to feed Fargo Moorhead without the, you know, to ship that far. And the other thing is, it's got to go across Continental Divide. So that was my question is, is this for sure the water's going to end up going out east? And if it is, what are they going to do in a dry year right now? If we have 2 more years of no water, that river won't even hardly feed Bismarck Mandan. That was my question, is what's the deal with this pipeline going east? Thank you.
Got it. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for the question. So the amount of water that would go east is 165 CFS. And so that's not a large amount of water. And I know it's very dry in the west. Believe me, I'm from Watford City. So, I mean, there's probably not enough surface water to feed anyone this year with how bad it was for ranchers and communities that are relying on the surface water. But the Missouri River, it's very well, you know, documented of the highs and lows of the flows, and to utilize the water for ourselves is important. Otherwise, there's a lot of people downstream that would like to take that water, including interests in Denver that would like to actually push it up the Continental Divide that way to bring them more water. And they're in very dire straits with the lack of water coming down through the Colorado River this year. There is adequate water for feeding the Red River Valley water supply system. It's a supplementary system. And, yes, it would have to go past the divide.
Isn't this the original vision of Garrison Dam? I mean, isn't this what it was supposed to do long ago?
Yeah, and half of the canal is actually built already.
Right.
But will not be able to be used because of previous federal lawsuits. But the plan now is to have a pipe along Highway 200, and it's for supplemental water. And the Red River actually was was very low in the 1930s, and at that level of flow, with this level of population, it would not be adequate for the Red River Valley. So it's pretty important to that part of our state, and all indications are there's a lot more water where that came from in the Missouri River. Even if you feel that there's not adequate flows down by Bismarck, there's still a lot of water coming through there. So 165 CFS is not a threat to drinking water in this area.
Appreciate the call. Let me ask you just your overall, if you had to go through and say, you know, top headlines, biggest thing that happened this special session, what do you see as the things that are the most important work or maybe that haven't gotten the attention they deserve? What would it be? What's your headline?
Well, there's already been a lot of attention to the $200 million-plus of income tax relief and Social Security. I mean, that's something. It turns out 40 other states don't tax Social Security benefits, so I don't know why we didn't do some of those things before. We took care of income tax on veterans' pay in the last couple of sessions, and these are things that probably could have been done before because we don't rely heavily on income tax in the state. As far as the states that still have an income tax, we have the lowest rate, but we still have an income tax, and there are, like, I can't remember, 7 or 8 states that don't have income tax at all. So that is a goal for a lot of legislators, is to keep reducing that income tax level. And from our standpoint, property tax is where we hear most of the concern, and so Senator Warner was bringing that up at the end of the session of, you know, let's work towards permanent property tax relief by reducing the mill levy ability on schools by injecting dollars into the funds there, but keeping a mill levy at the local level for property tax so you do have local control. So anyway, that's gotten
that,
a lot of press.
Is that a good idea?
Yes. Permanent property tax relief, permanent income tax relief, that's all very important. At this point, we had over $1.1 billion of ending fund balance, plus $1 billion of federal funds. And so, as most of the legislators saw in the end, it was something where, you know, when you have the ability to give a tax rebate, let's give some back to the citizens. But investments that we're making into the future are exciting for me. I spend a lot of time working on these issues. The pipeline to the east, using Bakken gas to the east, helping us with these ag processing facilities that don't ever seem to get moving in the eastern part of the state to utilize our vast supply of ag feedstock, soybeans, corn. These projects come and they look around and they don't have enough natural gas. They go to Iowa. Iowa is where our northern border pipeline goes through on its way to Chicago, which is Bakken natural gas. We don't utilize enough of it, of our own gas in this state. We rely on Canadian gas for the Grand Forks area, and there's not enough capacity in there to provide the growth that we need, and then let alone backfeeding onto the Highway 2 corridor. So that's important for our future. To me, it was an important ag east and west energy type partnership to draw the two different sides of the state together as one. And there is a need to utilize the gas from the Bakken as the gas to oil ratio increases as well. So people don't realize that we're producing as much natural gas today as we did at 1.5 million barrels a day of oil, and we're at 1.1 million barrels a day of oil. If we get closer to that 1.5 million again, which we're not there because of the lack of drilling, we'd be starting to push 4 to 5 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day, and we're at 3 now. So we don't have the takeaway capacity. So we have to figure out the next few years as the oil production ramps back up, as the price will hold where it's at with this administration making these supply reduction decisions.
Explain why the $150 million that was dedicated,
yep,
and the talk of an additional $150 million is an intent,
yep,
right, is needed. Why? Why, but for those dollars, would the pipeline not be built? Why not a private sector? How does this not pass law for them?
You know, people like to refer to it as let private sector handle it, but private sector has been handling getting the gas out of the Bakken. And what happens is there's billions of dollars of investment from midstream companies out there that we're so grateful that they have, because our flaring has gone down to where now we're capturing in the mid-90s percentage of gas, whereas before we were flaring up to half of the gas. And so the gas is being captured, but if a private sector solution is the only solution, it's the shortest pipe, the shortest amount of build that's necessary. And also the gas is being piped down to facilities in Kansas and Oklahoma, and in also leaving its way in the northern border and heading down to Illinois and in that area where there's actually further processing happening, because that further processing is not happening in North Dakota. So you saw the Cerulean project announcement for the Trenton and Williston area. That's actually processing gas to liquids here, processing our own natural gas into finished products here. It's very important for us to utilize our own gas and not just pipe it all away. Same premise as utilizing our corn for a wet milling project in Grand Forks, using our corn for ethanol plants, or soybeans for soybean renewable diesel plants here in this state, utilizing our own egg feedstocks and gas as feedstock for our own value-added production of these commodities versus just shipping them all away for others to add the value.
And you mentioned that egg processing plants are not happening to the degree they could, but for this gas, is that what they need, access to the natural gas? They don't have that now in eastern North Dakota.
Correct. They need rail. They need four-lane highway. They need egg feedstocks close. And they need natural gas to actually fire the plant. So they don't have it.
They don't have it. And some of these communities literally don't have it, right?
No. So they desire to put a plant in somewhere in the Red River Valley, somewhere in the eastern part of the state where the soybeans and corn are there, the supply is there. There's no natural gas. They move on down to Iowa, where our natural gas is piped to on the northern border.
And
it's very ironic for me, coming from the Bakken, that we are feeding Iowa economic development every day with our natural gas and not allowing it to happen here. So this is historic and generational. We'll see the ability for growth in cities in the middle part of the state, in the northern part of the state, in the eastern part of the state that haven't been able to grow. I was just at a natural gas project in Hillsboro where the American Crystal plant received natural gas for the first time. They powered up their pellet plant with it, and then that natural gas line also went to Mayville State and is going to have the ability to put in homes in Hillsboro and Mayville for the first time. Their economic developers talked about trying to get natural gas for 70 years to that area. We need more natural gas all the way across Highway 2, all the way through the middle of the state, and down the I-29 corridor. At some point, Fargo will not have enough natural gas if they're just relying on the Canadian gas coming down the Viking pipeline. So this is something that will take 5 years to complete, but it's very important for the future of our state.
You call it generational.
Yes.
Why? What will we look back 20 years ago and say, but for moving that natural gas to eastern North Dakota wouldn't have happened?
No, look at Spiritwood, for example. We just put another plant in there with the ADM project to put a soybean crush facility there and take our soybeans, crush them into oil, send the oil to Dickinson, and send the renewable diesel to California. This is something where without Spiritwood, without the natural gas line that flows along the I-94 corridor from Bismarck to Fargo, Spiritwood would not be there. They need the natural gas. They need the natural gas today. They need that for the future. I mean, this is something where these types of facilities need that energy and that accessibility.
Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Going to get back to a few of them right now. Jerome and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jerome.
Yes, I was just going to comment on the water line going to the east. I think that water line is long overdue, as is the natural gas line, because for one thing, if we don't make use of that water, somebody else will, and it's the southern states that will make use of it. If that comes off, we lose economic development, millions of tax dollars and jobs that a lot of people on the outside can't see it. And I just hope that it goes forward because what we're looking and we talk about tax dollars and stuff, we want income tax, state income tax relief, stuff. Those are things that would do that once it gets developed, and we got to push and get moving with it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you so much. We need to utilize our water and our natural gas resources here for value-added production in our state. And the Spiritwood project is just an example. So think of the Spiritwood type of projects in other parts of the state now that would have access to natural gas that could not get those projects moving on as they have in the past.
Is there a chance that pipeline won't be built?
Hopefully not, but the dollars are there, the intent language is there, the private sector folks that are interested, there's numerous that are interested, they'll be looking at it. The NDIC, Justin Kring said, North Dakota Pipeline Authority, will be putting together a program, and so now the state will have a cost share available with the $150 million-plus intent language to complete the project. And so with all indications are the private sector partners would consider a project like this. And the reason that it is needed is because they've tried to do this in the past, and it's too expensive to run a pipe that long and bring it to residential customers and industrial customers along the way, and because of the distance involved. So the private sector solutions are just to run a shorter pipe, put it into existing transmission pipes, and get rid of the gas that way.
And again, the population center is Fargo, and there's already natural gas there. It just comes from Canada.
Yeah.
Right?
Same with Grand Forks.
Ruger from Golden Valley. Quick question here. Ruger, go.
That's more of a comment. I've been hearing all day yesterday, I heard KFYR on their news saying, we got banned critical race theory in North Dakota, which is great. But then the gal followed up by saying, even though it's not even being taught here, kind of like a snide attitude that I got out of that, too. And, Scott, you know, I called your show over a year ago, and I told you this. Isaiah McGee was coming here. He's our critical race theory pimp, and he went and he taught this. It was called a training session for Bismarck school teachers for three of these schools. And all that guy did was try and tell him to incorporate his little critical race theory.
Absolutely he did. And if they just looked at his social media feed, they'd understood what they have. Meanwhile, superintendent of Bismarck Public Schools still won't talk about it because they got caught.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 3,800 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster and Stutzman counties, 98 acres of highly productive cropland in Pembina County, 480 acres in Montreal County, and 160 acres in McLean County, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friend Steve Schwann and the team of Schwann Buick GMC. Right on the price, right at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Call with any questions, 701-214-6372. As far as new inventory, check out what they've got. Great selection of pre-owned, and there's lots of incentives out there and some 0% money. Plus, check out the new GMC AT4 lineup. Plus, they got some great deals on some service loaners going to right now at Schwann Buick GMC. com.
Next two textures to the program. Let's go Brandon t-shirt. Get yours at nodactees.com. Might as well have a North Dakota made, Let's go Brandon t-shirt, right? Absolutely. Nodactees.com. Get yours. Next two textures at 701-237-1590. Get yours. Circle November 30th, December 1st. We're going to be at the Northern Ag Expo. And we're going to be giving away flag hats. So all you tell us is I stand for the flag. Boom, you got one. Sponsored by Red Wing Shoes Fargo. Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So the pipeline, you've explained well how it's generational and the impacts there. What else in the session will live on?
By the way, the pipeline pays for itself, too. Because of allowing that extra oil production, the oil taxes pay for this thing in the short time.
And people don't understand that, but if you don't, because of the regulations on natural gas, you can have to limit oil production because of natural gas flaring.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. We're meeting with oil CEOs who are saying, we're not going to flare today. We want to capture our gas. We've got too many outside pressures besides the fact that the gas is worth something. Now we'll just shut in the field. So less oil production is significantly less money. So to look at adding the amount of oil that's produced by having another outlet for the gas is over $100 million a year. So this has a return. Unlike a lot of other proposals, this is something that has a really tangible return. And so it's not just a giveaway. It's an investment in more economic development. That's besides the fact of people saving money on having cheaper power, cheaper heat for their homes, more projects that generate income tax, et cetera. So there's quite an ROI involved on this natural gas pipeline. But what I'd like to mention before we get something else, as far as another topic between you and me, is career academies. This is something the governor and I have been passionate about since day one. All you have to do is visit the Career Academy at Bismarck State, on campus at Bismarck State, where it's a partnership between Bismarck High and Bismarck State. My son, when he moved here, he was able to go to the Career Academy one day and said, Dad, did you know I could take classes at the Career Academy my sophomore, junior, senior year, have one more year left and leave there with a job where I can make $60,000 a year? I said, yep, Nick, I've heard that. But the magic of bringing those high school kids into something that shows a certificate or a two-year degree, a path towards the future, with our employers taking part as they do in this Bismarck-Mandan area, is something very special. And so we now have $88 million that's fully authorized for projects like this in the other corners of the state. Fargo was the first one to announce a project. We have other projects moving in at least three or four other cities, and I'm very excited about that. That might be the most bang for the buck, the most investment we have generationally going forward for this state, is actually helping train our future workforce in appropriate ways, reasonable ways, that the career is the future right here in North Dakota. It's very exciting for us.
Your running mate has announced today that the tax commissioner, Ryan Rauschenberger, Governor Burgum, announcing that he has accepted the resignation. Rauschenberger offering his resignation and notified the governor of his intent to resign January 30th of 2022. So obviously Governor Burgum will appoint a new tax commissioner to serve the remainder of that term, which expires at the end of 2022. Any thoughts on the news of Ryan Rauschenberger deciding to resign?
No, hearts go out to Ryan. He's such a great tax commissioner. His knowledge is second to none. Just his the way he handles staff, the way he handles citizens, the way he's knowledgeable of the process. He's always involved on the economic development team for new projects coming to the state, of explaining, what your tax burden would be coming here, and explaining how there's not a lot of tax burden. He's very knowledgeable of the programs. Heart goes out to Ryan. I hope that this is something where his future priorities can come in line with those skills and be able to get healthy, and just we all hope and pray for the best for Ryan.
Absolutely, couldn't agree anymore. Tom West Fargo for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go, Tom.
Yeah, Scott and Lieutenant Governor, is there any chance that if the pipeline could get built over here, that we would have natural gas stations? I mean, the electric vehicles are one thing, and up here, in Fargo. But the natural gas stations, I think that'd be a real hit, especially municipalities and large firms. Your thoughts?
Thanks for the question. There's a lot of bills that have come through on trying to get the natural gas filling stations and having the, you know, for instance, the fleet for North Dakota to be running on natural gas. There's also now a push for hydrogen, and there's hydrogen, blue hydrogen projects coming to our state that are looking at the same. And that's an interesting question. I know I've seen that in the Watford City days at the dealership I owned. One of our mechanics had a vehicle that ran on natural gas, and he said it's unbelievable how much cheaper it is than regular gas. But it's something that has not really taken off. But I don't know if we'll have that much extra natural gas going down this pipe. I'm worried that the pipe isn't going to be big enough for all the needs for things like that, for bringing natural gas to the east. We know that there will be a prolific amount of natural gas available in the west for years to come. But yes, getting natural gas statewide is very important.
We are out of time here, unfortunately, and it went quick. But I look forward to doing it again and keeping tabs. It really was there was a lot in 4.5 days. Pretty
absolutely
amazing.
Very yeah. Grueling. I had a lot of legislators told me that's pretty tough on senior citizens to be going through that. To laugh, it's tough on me too. Tough on me. I mean, it's very, very grueling to be president of the Senate and then be involved on conversations of all hours of, you know, what, how are these things moving? How is it working? And something where the governor put a lot of time in, the governor's staff, a lot of time. We all put a lot of hours in, and we're glad we're through it, but I think some good things came from it.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate the time for sure. Brought to you today by our friends, by the way, at H.A. Thompson & Sons. As we said earlier, COVID's here to stay, and so are other viruses, so are other bacteria that are always in the air. They're the pros at indoor air quality. Go to hatandsons.com. Thank them for their sponsorship of What's On Your Mind. God bless. See you tomorrow.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.